inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
Sacred honor is the courage to speak truth, to live out your free speech.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for joining me. First program of the year for me anyway. And just want to thank you for being here. Thanks for being a part of American Family Radio. Thanks for being a patriot. Thanks for getting through 2024 with us. Man, what a year. Boy, ups and downs, but it ended strong. And so we're going to talk today about getting into 2025 and what we can do. It was touch and go there for a bit, wasn't it? I mean, we were that close, folks, to losing the nation. We're going to talk about how close we came, what we avoided, and how we press the gas. We've just got a window of opportunity that's been cracked open. We're going to talk about shoving that window open, diving through, and rebuilding liberty. I'm just going to be mapping out 2025. We're going to talk about the four main things we need to do in 2025 if we're going to make the most of this opportunity, if we're actually going to save America for the long term and pass the torch of freedom intact to the next generation. I believe we can. I've got more hope than I've had for our nation, frankly, in my lifetime. I mean, I've been at this 30 years on the front lines, fighting for freedom, fighting to restore the principles of the Declaration, and I have never seen the kind of opportunity we have before us. I've never seen the people, we the people, so ready to do their part to actually save the nation, to actually restore our constitutional republic. Super, super exciting times. We started with the Declaration of Independence, and we talked about the importance of restoring these principles. We talked about the importance of studying the Constitution itself, but that the Declaration is the foundation. That's the slab upon which we build the home of the Constitution, as John Quincy Adams described it. I'm going to give us a little review as we've ended 2024 and we go into 2025. What are the things that you and I can do to press the gas, to save the nation, to crack open, or not just crack open, but shove open that window of opportunity that's cracked. Got some very specific items for you in 2025. We haven't had the civil discourse, the conversation, the iron sharpening iron, which can be painful, right? When you're sharpening that iron, that can hurt. But we need to sharpen each other. We need to challenge each other. And we're just talking about what it's going to take in 2025 to make this thing stick. You know, 2024 was one of those deals where we were teetering back and forth. I mean, this thing could have gone south big time. And I mean south in a bad, bad way. And we were at a point where people were wondering. I mean, I had a lot of people just a few months ago telling me there was no chance to save America, that we were done for, that we'd gone too far, that you couldn't come back at this point, that no nation had ever done that. And of course, I've been around David Barton for 25 years now, and he's always instilled in me that optimism that the principles don't change, that if you do what's right, if you do our duty, if we do our duty and we leave the results to God, yes, we may march off into 70 years of captivity. Everybody loves to talk Jeremiah. You know, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, all that good stuff, but they were going to captivity. And he still said, plant your gardens, marry your wives, have your children, do all those things, be a blessing in the nation where you are. And so I think David's optimism has rubbed off on me. I was also raised on Zig Ziglar, so I can't help but be a bit optimistic. Zig did the foreword to my first book, Freedom's Frame. But I think that optimism is grounded in the truth that the principles work, in the truth that God is real, that God is just, that God doesn't change, that the laws of nature and nature's God don't change, that if you line up with the laws of nature and nature's God, there are blessings that come as a result of that because you're plugging into the system as the Creator designed it. When you go against the laws of nature and nature's God, things don't go so well. May be fun for a little while, but in the long run, you end up destroying yourself and your family and your neighborhood and your country. And so the optimism that we have is grounded in the fact that when we do line up with the principles, when we do line up with the laws of nature and nature's God, that we have a really good shot at actually getting to see those blessings. We may not. I mean, we may invest in this. I've said this on the program many times. We may invest in freedom. We may be doing all these things. We may be planting trees we're not going to enjoy the shade of, but we're doing it for our kids and our grandkids. I think now, though, that we can optimistically say we're going to get to see the results, that God is actually going to allow us to enjoy the fruit of our labor. And I say that because I can see now a timeline for the restoration of the principles of liberty in America that allows me to see the fruit of our labor, that allows you to see the fruit of our labor. Now, depending on how old you are as you're watching this, and depending on how many years you have left, or, you know, who knows, you might be 20 and God's going to take you in 2 years. Who knows his timing, right? But I just think that we're literally within a stone's throw of truly restoring liberty in this country. I'm talking about restoring justice. I mean, how often have we talked right here, and how many guests have I had on that were there on January 6th and their lives completely destroyed by this Rostock fire style, just as Hitler did in 1933 Germany, that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris used January 6th to wreak havoc on thousands of people and make them out to be enemies of this country when they were the exact opposite of that. A complete perversion of justice. And it's still happening, all right? That has not been relieved yet. As you're watching this, maybe you're not watching it until the weekend after January 1st, but, you know, come next week on January 6th, we're going to do what constitutionally is required right there in Congress to open those electoral votes, to count those votes, and we're going to be reminded of why people gathered at the Capitol 4 years ago on January 6th. And I may get further into that tonight. I don't know exactly where I'm going to go with all this. But the point is that whole thing was perverted. That whole thing was used, honestly, as a setup to literally persecute political enemies. Not prosecute criminals, persecute political enemies. And it worked. They silenced a large part of the patriots in America. They shut them down. They imprisoned them. They intimidated them. It worked for a while. And then a lot of us came along and said, no, we're not going to be silenced. We don't care what you do to us. That's why I was so inspired by so many of the J6 defendants that said, do your worst. I'm not going to plead guilty. I'm not going to fall for these things. I'm not going to give in to these things. It's why the Praying Grandma, who we had here in the tavern twice over the last year or so, was such an inspiration to so many people. There's just so many stories that we could tell about how close we came to losing the country because of the destruction of justice, the justice system. The Department of Justice became the Department of Injustice. And we've covered all of that here on the program, so I don't want to rehash too much here at the beginning of 2025, but I just want to remind us how close we came and how easy it is to lose freedom and why it is so important for us to press the gas right now. The pendulum swings, and right now the pendulum has swung in our direction for liberty. People have had enough of the pain. How many times have I said here on the program, tough times lead to, you know, create tough men lead to good times make soft men, and that's where we've been for the last few decades, is that good times making soft people, soft men and women, but specifically leaders, and that has led to the tough times. But people have experienced enough pain right here at the beginning of the tough times that they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going back to the principles of liberty. We're going to line up with the laws of nature and nature's God once again. That's what was really at the heart of this election and the groundswell that came out to reject Kamala Harris and reject the Democrat Party that had been taken over by the communists. And I wish they weren't. I've said that here as well. I wish the Democrats would come back to sanity. They had a chance to do that with RFK. They rejected him, and he's now joined Team Sanity. But I do pray that they do eventually come back to sanity so that you have two good parties that can compete for the principles of liberty instead of one being mostly for the principles of liberty and the other being completely for communism, and that being the choices that Americans were faced with. And please recognize that was the choice in November, and it was still a fairly close election. So that tells you there's a lot of people that are still willing to vote for communism in this country, socialism, and a complete destruction of the principles of liberty. So we got a lot of work to do to win those people over, to teach them why that's destructive, and to teach them the principles of liberty and get them to join us. And then eventually, I believe we can get back to a place where the two parties are competing for those principles of liberty. But for now, we're going to have to press the gas and recognize that the people on the left are not going to let go easy. They're going to fight tooth and nail to prevent President Trump from being able to implement the things that he's been talking about, to prevent Vivek and Elon and all these other people he's bringing in with him, Kash Patel, the whole team that has a real chance of restoring liberty, of putting the federal government back into its box, which is ultimately what's required if we're going to save the nation. But they're going to fight tooth and nail. You're going to see some caged animals that are wounded animals that are fighting like they're cornered, and that means they're going to be ravenous. It's going to be ugly in some of these areas, for sure. And I think that's why we have to stay tuned in to what are the key things that need to be done. And not just in Washington, D.C., what are the key things for you and me? What do we do in our communities to make sure this is lasting, that we actually lean into this and we pour into this and make the most of it and make sure that we're preserving liberty for the next generation and setting this thing up well for our kids and our grandkids. So I'm going to give you four quick things that I think can give us the ability to make this long term, make the most of this window. And I think the window is only a few years. I think we've got 2 to 5 years here. I think Trump really only has 2 years. There's a chance the Republicans lose the House in 2 years, and therefore he's got to push everything through hard. If they go hard and fast in the first 100 days, so that you can start to feel the benefit of those policies before the next election, because it takes a year, it takes sometimes 2 or 3 years. I mean, when Ronald Reagan cut taxes in 81, it created the longest peacetime economic expansion in history, but it took 2 years for it to kick in. And so there were a lot of people trying to get Reagan to reverse course in 82 and 83, and it was ugly for a while there. I think that's going to happen to Trump with the regulatory cuts, with the firing a ton of the federal workforce and all of that. There's going to be some economic pain from that as the system adjusts and we get back to the right principles. I think Malay and Argentina is the best example of what to look for, what can happen. I mean, it's only taken him about a year and a half, and they are turning around quickly. So we'll see what happens with that.
Now, of course, the speed with which these things happen is going to be greatly influenced by this speaker's race tomorrow. And so all I'm going to say about that is, you know, I think it's a mistake at this point for the Republicans to be fighting over the speakership. I think, you know, listen, I have been very critical of some of the leadership's moves. I think Johnson folded way too quickly on several things last year, but I'm not in the room and I don't know all of the factors. I know it's been an impossible position that he's been put in. I know he's a good man. I've known him for 20 years. He's been someone that's been on the front lines. He is absolutely the most conservative speaker of our lifetimes. And there's no way you're going to get somebody elected more conservative than he is. And so it's just, I just don't see the win in fighting the speaker's race when it's a one vote majority at this point for the ones that are going to be seated tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to watch, of course. And I've got good friends that are, you know, on all sides of this thing. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. But I think it would be foolish on the Republicans' part to in any way risk a getting a worse speaker, less conservative speaker. And right now there needs to be a rallying around the Trump team, and Johnson is clearly the choice of the Trump team. And so, you know, I'm hoping that that goes well tomorrow, and then that also allows for hitting the ground running faster. If you end up with a different speaker, it's going to slow things down. It's going to muck up the works for the next couple of weeks in preparing for the Trump appointments and all of those things that need to happen very, very quickly on January 20th when the transition happens and the inauguration happens. So anyway, all of that just to say, let's pray that the Trump administration hits the ground running, that they're able to move very, very quickly with the changes at the federal level. And then we need to focus on what we can do at the local level. And we need to be working on gaining ground very effectively at the local level. And so I did this about, I think it's been a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. I went through the four things that I think we have to restore in 2025. But I'm just going to repeat them. I'm going to reiterate them today and maybe put a little bit more meat on the bones in terms of what you can be doing locally to help accomplish these four things. And it's not, these are not small things. These are generational transitions that we're talking about here. The four things I'm going to talk about restoring, it's going to take a lot of work to do these things. But the cool thing is they're measurable. These are metrics that we can report on, that we can see our progress. And they are things that are tangible and frankly easy to do if we just get enough people to step up and do these things. So I hope you're paying close attention today. I hope you'll share this program with your friends and family. I hope you're going to take notes and be willing to say, I'll do that one. I'll take on that particular task in my community. Here I am, Lord, send me. I am willing to take action, not just sit on the sidelines, not just complain, not just listen to radio or television programs, but to actually step out and do my part in my community with my family and my church and my neighborhood. Every single one of us have to have that mindset. We have to say, where is the ground that I can till? Where are the weeds in my garden that I can be the one to take away and to pull up? And where's the good stuff that I can plant right here in my community? If every one of us take that attitude,
this thing is going to be a grassroots movement, not just a presidential administration movement. And that's what it's going to take to change things for the long term, not just for a 4-year term, or as I said, you know, the first 2 years of the president's term. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive into those four areas of restoration. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. You are listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
At the Core podcast are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me on this first program of the year for me here on January 2nd. I'm reiterating what we talked about a month or two ago with regard to what to do in 2025. How do we keep moving forward, take ground, not take a break, not give the enemy a chance to you know, push us back? I mean, this is our chance to take ground. And so, as I was saying before the break, there's a lot to be done at the federal level, a lot of national things to do, but we're going to emphasize what we can do at the local level. But my point is that in this window, you, me, we need to press the gas and make sure that we're doing everything we can locally. So I'll make the rest of this, since it's New Year's this week, and you're probably watching this the day after New Year's, or maybe over the weekend, hopefully enjoying yourself and working on your own plans for 2025. I'm hoping that some of the things I'm going to talk about tonight you'll implement in your plans for 2025, but I'm going to keep it short and salty. I don't do short and sweet anymore. I think we've been too sweet for too long. I think the sweetness and the being nice has gotten us in the mess we're in. That's the soft. That's the tough times, tough men, good times, you know, soft, and that softness where we think we're just being nice, but it's actually being weak. And we're not having meekness, which is strength under control, where you can come alive and you can fight when necessary. That's meekness. That's what you want. Not weakness, not niceness to the point of allowing the bully to take over. And I'm reminded of this, and I'm going to start saying short and salty maybe for the next 5 years, because when you're salty, you actually preserve things. When you're salty, you actually cause things to do better. You bring out the best flavor of the meat. That's why Christians are supposed to be salt, because they're not just pouring sugar into the community and being sweet and nice to everybody. All that does is kill everybody. What you got to do is be salty so that you're actually helping the culture to do better, and you're bringing out the best flavor and getting the best results. When Christians are salt and light, and their influence in the culture in a way that is salty, then they are causing the culture to line up with the laws of nature and nature's God and get a better economy and more freedom and prosperity and all of those things. So we're going to be short and salty tonight, all right? And here's what I think is going to be essential for us to do in 2025. Now, the first item I've talked about before, but we're going to lean into this one big time in 2025. And that is, the four things I'm going to talk about tonight are all based on restoring. So we've got to rebuild liberty by restoring the principles that produce liberty. Okay, so if we're going to rebuild liberty, and we're going to literally rebuild the walls. So we're in that point in Nehemiah where we're actually rebuilding the walls. If you go back to the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was given the blessing by the king to go and rebuild the walls because the nation was destroyed. And you know, for the longest time, I've thought we were rebuilding the walls in America. My mentor David Barton and wall builders is based on that scripture in Nehemiah that says, "Arise and rebuild the walls that we may no longer be a reproach." And for the longest time, I thought we were rebuilding the walls, but we haven't been rebuilding the walls for the last 25 years, 30 years. What we've been doing is getting the permission of the king to go rebuild the walls. The king is we, the people. In America, it's the people. And the king, just like in the book of Nehemiah, has given the blessing. Now the king needs to come along and give the finances, just like the king did for Nehemiah back then, to actually rebuild the walls. But the king has given the blessing. We, the people, have said, with this election, you have permission to rebuild the foundations of America, to restore the principles of liberty, to go back to the things, the secret sauce that made America successful in the first place. That's what I mean when I say the window's cracked open. They've given permission. We, the people, have given permission. Now we've got to shove that window open, which, if you use the Nehemiah example, that means traveling and actually getting there and actually doing the hard work. So we've got to shove the window open. We've got to rebuild. So we've got to know what the bricks are to rebuild with, and then we've got to, you and me, right in our communities, be the bricklayers that rebuild the walls. So all of this is about restoring. All of this is about restoring the principles of liberty so that we can once again be strong. It's about rebuilding. And so if we're going to rebuild this nation, if we're going to rebuild our nation in such a way that it can be strong for future generations, there are four things that I believe we have to absolutely restore. So I think maybe part of it is we have to rediscover what the secret sauce is. Because when I say restore the principles of liberty and restore and return to that, a lot of people don't know what those things are. So if I could summarize the whole thing in a phrase, I think I'm going to make this the title of my book that I'm trying to get done for this month. It's Rebuilding Liberty by rediscovering life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then you will restore truth, justice, and the American way. Okay, I know that's a lot. That's a long phrase. But you rebuild liberty by rediscovering what life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness actually meant in the Declaration of Independence. So you're rediscovering the Declaration of Independence. And by doing that, you will restore the things that you actually want, truth, justice, the American way, those things that used to mean something. By the way, I find it interesting. I've been saying truth, justice, the American way for a couple of years and talking about how, you know, that used to mean something in the Superman comics and how he wasn't the one that actually came up with that. That was actually the Declaration of Independence. Jefferson, truth. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Justice, all the grievances, 27 of them that led them to this, that created the American way. Well, I find it very interesting. There's a new Superman movie coming out, and they're actually bringing it back. Now, you've heard me complain here on the program about the fact that they took it out. They stopped using it in Superman. Truth, justice, and the American way. Oh, we can't say that. That wouldn't be woke, right? That wouldn't be politically correct anymore. I saw a poster for the new Superman movie, and they're actually putting it back. It's on the poster, truth, justice, and the American way. So praise God. Those basic ideas, those principles of liberty are coming back even in the comic books. And believe me, DC and Marvel destroyed all of these great comics and all these great stories. I mean, even in Captain America, you know, I've often talked about the "no, you move" scene in Civil War when Captain America's talking to Spider-Man, and he says, "You got to plant yourself by the river of truth." And they took that out when they made the movie. Anyway, I don't want to digress into all that. The point is, here's what we're doing. We're rebuilding liberty by rediscovering life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, what those things actually mean, and that will then restore truth, justice, and the American way. So let's talk about the restoration piece of this. Four things that are going to be critical for us to be able to do this well. I was at a friend of ours last month. I was doing a dinner, and I tried to break these things down. Let's see if this works tonight. There's four things. Number one, we have to restore a God consciousness. Now, a lot of people on our side, and you may be watching this going, "Rick, you got to always bring God into it, don't you?"
Well,
yes, because the American system doesn't work without that. The American system is built on the idea that we're endowed by our creator. So if you take that out of the equation, the American system is broken. It doesn't work. The whole thing that George Washington pointed out in his farewell address is that religion and morality are indispensable supports of political prosperity. So if you're going to make the American system work, if you're going to thrive in freedom, you have to have God in the equation. Religion and morality are absolutely essential. So where do you begin to do that? You don't make everybody go to a particular denomination or particular church, but you make the culture. You make sure that the culture is acknowledging God, that there's a God consciousness among our people, so that then the churches thrive and the churches become the epicenter of the community again. And that's a free market competition of churches, right? It's a competition of ideas. You don't make anybody go to a particular church. But if you're emphasizing and you're kind of locking shields and making it clear that there is a God consciousness, so your schools, your media, your entertainment, all of that is actually encouraging the idea of God being in the equation rather than tearing it down, which is what all those institutions have been doing for decades, then you get a different result in the culture. So restoring a God consciousness. Here's what we'll do in 2025 to make that happen. We watched over the last 50 years a complete attack on God consciousness. Remove the nativity scenes, remove the Ten Commandments, remove "In God We Trust," the national motto, attempts to remove "Under God," Ninth Circuit even saying you couldn't say the Pledge of Allegiance because it had "Under God" in it. I mean, all these efforts to get God out of the equation, all these Supreme Court decisions and federal court decisions, taking God out of the classroom and out of the textbooks and the Bible out of schools and all of that stuff was an effort to actually clamp down on, to depress a God consciousness rather than encourage a God consciousness. Here's the difference. The French Revolution was all about no God. It's all about what I want. It's all about selfishness. It's all about everybody do whatever they want. Libertas for everybody, right? You get liberty to do anything you want.
and it led to the guillotine and absolute chaos. It was happening at the time George Washington did that farewell address and said religion and morality are indispensable supports of political prosperity. He's comparing the two. That's why he said in vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism that would work to subvert these great pillars. So here at Patriot Academy, we want patriotism. We want to restore a love of country. We want to restore fighting for the principles of the country. You can't have that, George Washington said, if you don't understand the importance of religion and morality. We need the God consciousness. So we're going to restore a God consciousness in several ways. Number one, we're going to get the Ten Commandments back in to every courthouse, back in the classrooms. You know, Ten Commandments displays inside the courthouse, outside the courthouse, inside the schools, everywhere. Why? Because the American system of justice was built on that. And the reason we've had injustice and a complete destruction of our justice system is because we took out the foundation that produces that. Why is the Ten Commandments so important? Because it lays out the laws of nature and nature's God for us. I actually think it'd be kind of nice to live in a neighborhood where everybody agrees that stealing is wrong. I'd kind of like to have neighbors that think murder is wrong. I'd love to have neighbors that actually think you should raise your children to respect and honor their parents. How about if we actually had a neighborhood and a system where people believe that deceiving your neighbor was wrong? What am I getting at? The whole idea is to treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated. That's the biblical system that made our nation great. That's the God consciousness that causes us to recognize that if there's a God, there's an afterlife. And if there's an afterlife, I'm going to answer to somebody for the things that I do daily. When that basic, simple idea permeates the culture, and there'll be dissenters. You can be an atheist if you want. You can still live in this nation. But if you're an atheist and your ideas dominate the culture, we end up where we've been for the last few years, where we don't know what a man and a woman is. We don't think there's right and wrong. Crime goes through the roof. Right and wrong is up to the individual. So everybody does whatever they want, and it gets to the, eventually leads to the French Revolution guillotine. Or it leads to complete tyranny because we're trying to kill each other, steal from each other, cheat each other, and government has to micromanage everything. So tyranny becomes the order for the day. People literally cry out for government to become bigger and stronger and take over our lives because they just want to survive. We don't want any of that. We want to get back to God consciousness where we are free, but there's a God consciousness that says you're free to do what's right. You're free to treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated. That freedom is not a freedom for a license for licentiousness. It's a freedom to do the right thing. And to do the right thing, you got to know what the right thing is, which is why you need religion and morality. So God consciousness is essential to saving our nation, to rebuilding liberty. So we're going to get the Ten Commandments put back in. We're going to get nativity scenes put back in. We're going to get the national motto, In God We Trust. Just think about that. That's our national motto. Why is that important? Because if it's in God we trust, we recognize there's a God, God consciousness. We recognize back to the Declaration, we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. If our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness comes from God, we have to live it out respecting His authority. So that God consciousness changes everything. It makes the whole system work, and it's fundamentally essential if we're going to live in freedom. So In God We Trust motto everywhere, man. We're gonna get it on every commissioner's dais. So your county commissioners, when you go in to talk to your county commissioners, it's going to be right there on the front of the dais or behind them. Your school board, right there on the dais or behind them. Your city council, all of our state legislatures. We're going to get it everywhere. In God we trust. We're going to get the national motto, In God we trust. We're going to get Ten Commandments. All of these things, the statues and the things that people tore down, those canceled monuments, we're going to bring those back. So all of those action items happen at the local level. And that's where you come in. So the number one restoration factor, restoring God consciousness, you're going to play a part in. All right, we're going to be training all of our biblical citizenship coaches, our Constitution coaches, to do that at the local level. We're teaming up with First Liberty and Kelly Shackelford's team. They're the ones that won the Kennedy case, which allows for this to get done. This is no longer an issue at the Supreme Court. This is no longer a question whether or not you can put these things in public. We won. Now we've got to go out and take that ground back. Just like winning the election, now we got to take the ground back, just like the window is cracked open. Now we got to shove it open. We got to go do these things, folks. So stay tuned. Make sure you're signed up for our emails at patriotacademy.com. If you're not getting emails from me once or twice a week right now, go sign up. You may have signed up, you know, years ago, and then for whatever reason, click cancel, and so you're on our block list. We don't send you anything. If you ever cancel that, we don't want to bother you. If we don't want those particular emails, we of course don't send them. We respect that. So if you're not getting a couple of emails a week from me, Academy right now, you need to go to patriotacademy.com and sign up for those emails so that you can stay tuned and be informed when it's time for us to take that ground. You may be the one that wants to go to your city council and say, let's get In God We Trust put up here, or let's get the Ten Commandments put outside our county courthouse, whatever it might be. We're going to train you on how to do that, and we're going to have the legal team to back us so that if any of our people, when they do this, have legal trouble trying to get the county commissioners or whoever because they're saying, oh, that's separation of church and state, blah, 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 we're going to hit them. Man, we're going for it. We're going to get it done. Okay, so that's number one, restoring God consciousness. Make sure you're on our email list. Make sure you're ready to be the one to take that ground back in your community. Number two, we're going to restore biblical citizenship. That means we have to get people to once again live out their citizenship in a biblical way. Again, I'm sorry if you don't believe in the Bible, if you don't believe in God, if you're an atheist or whatever, that's fine. You can live in America and you can still be free and you can benefit from what we're doing. But the biblical foundations, the Ten Commandments, treating your neighbor the way you want to be treated, not having a minimum wage. There's a whole parable in the Bible about that that Jesus gave us. All of these things, if we teach those things, then we will get the benefits of prosperity and freedom and all those things, freedom of conscience, everything. It all comes from that biblical foundation. So we have to restore biblical citizenship. So how are we going to do that? Well, we've gained a lot of ground on that already. We've been, we're up to about 30,000 Constitution coaches in America. We've got over a million that have gone through our Constitution classes, probably a million. 5 by now. I got to look at the numbers. But the point is, we need 5 million of those. So we need to make sure that you are signed up as a coach. If you're not signed up as a coach, shame on you. Get on patriotacademy.com and sign up today. And it's host. You're really just a host. You don't have to know anything about all this stuff. You just sign up. You get free access, free to sign up, free access to all the classes. You invite people over to your living room or your church or wherever you want to meet, and you hit play and let the videos do the teaching. Okay, so we've got to restore this duty of citizenship mindset. So I call it biblical citizenship. We've got to restore biblical citizenship. So number one, restore God consciousness. Number two, restore biblical citizenship. And I'll be talking about that all year long. We've got a couple of metrics that we're going to use there. 5 million people through our Constitution classes. So 5 million biblical citizens, 100,000 Constitution hosts and coaches. So 100,000 people that are hosting those classes in their communities, that will get us to the 5 million, and it will restore civics in this country. That's literally what you're doing. You're just teaching the civics that wasn't taught by our schools for decades and decades and decades. And then 10,000 candidates. We need 10,000 people running for those school boards, city councils, water district, legislature, Congress, all of that. 10,000 candidates in the next few years. All right, as you can tell, I'm getting excited, so I got to take a breath, and we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
At the Core podcast are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me on this January 2nd. My first program of the year, and kind of a chance to we look back a little bit to 2024, but mostly just plan for 2025. And I'm laying out the 4 things that we need to restore in 2025. Shared this with you a couple of months ago, but now it's time to get busy. And so we're going to restore God consciousness. We're going to restore biblical citizenship. Third thing we're going to do, restore the principles of the Declaration by teaching truth in our schools. All right, we have to restore the education system in this country. And I'm not suggesting that we totally abandon the public schools. I am a big fan of homeschooling and private schooling. I think if you're sending your kid to a public school right now, it should be because you have absolutely no other choice. There's some reason that you cannot homeschool or private school because the public schools are still owned by the left. Okay, we got a lot of work to do to take them back. And I want to do that. I want to take that ground back. We want to run people for school board as we've been doing. We got hundreds of people that are Patriot Academy graduates that have gotten on school boards. So we're working to take that ground back. But we're going to do this in every area of education. So we're homeschool curriculum. We've already got some. We're going to have more private school curriculum that they can use. Getting those schools to use these principles of liberty that we're teaching, and then in the public schools, getting public schools to adopt good curriculum. Getting state boards of education to adopt good curriculum. Get competition in schools. We need school choice all across the country. I mean, all of these things are all about teaching the Constitution and teaching the principles of liberty. So part of what you can do in 2025, if you don't run for a school board, you can at least get that school board to adopt a Constitution Day curriculum from Patriot Academy so that they're teaching the Constitution this coming fall. September 17th of 2025 is going to be a very important day all across the country in making sure that schools are teaching the Constitution and the Declaration. They're actually required by law to do that already, but most of them don't do it. You can be the one to help make that happen in your community. Again, we'll teach you and train you on how to do that. You got to be on our email list, patriotacademy.com, in order to make that happen. So restore God consciousness, restore biblical citizenship, restore the principles of the Declaration of Independence by teaching truth in our schools. Major education revolution agenda coming in 2025, and we need you to be a part of that. The last one, number four, is to restore the structure of our government by restoring federalism. We have to restore how a constitutional republic works. We have to restore federalism so that the federal government out there in Washington, D.C. is only doing the 17 things they're supposed to do, and everything else is left to the states. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are talking about this big time. In fact, if you watch their tweets on X, what do you call that, an X? I don't know. Anyway, if you watch their social media, they're saying everything that we said 10 years ago in our Constitution classes. So we've been teaching this for a decade. They're saying it now, and they're in the position to actually do it. So that's part of why I'm so optimistic and have so much hope. Let's pray that they're successful and that they actually do get some of these things done. But the only way that's going to happen long term, no one presidential administration can make that happen long term. They can make it happen for their administration, but a new Congress and a new president can reverse that. You have to do this through constitutional amendments. You have to overrule the federal action that has taken place to create a Department of Education, a Department of Energy, the Center for Demented Confusion, the CDC, all of these federal agencies that should not even exist. We have to wipe them out with constitutional amendments. That's the proper way to overrule the federal government. We did it with the 11th Amendment. It's time for us to do it with a package of amendments, sort of a new Bill of Rights that basically resets the table and restores federalism so that most of the power is at the state and local level and only those few and defined powers are at the federal level. If that sounds familiar, it's because the founders said that over and over and over again. So that's going to be a big part of what we make progress on in 2025. I don't believe we'll accomplish that in 2025. That's going to be a 3 to 5 year accomplishment of getting those constitutional amendments done. So let me repeat all these one more time. Restore a God consciousness. Restore biblical citizenship, active citizenship, civic duty, that sort of thing. Restore the principles of the Declaration in the education system, teaching truth in the education system, and then restoring federalism, restoring the structure of our governments through those constitutional amendments that will actually cement this thing rather than it flip-flopping every 4 to 8 years and us all praying we have a Supreme Court that'll... No. Constitutional amendments are the right way to do this. That will last multiple generations. We get constitutional amendments in, that will last 50 to 100 years. For those of you that think that doesn't work, they're ignoring the Constitution, name me a constitutional amendment that's happened in the last 100 years that they're ignoring. You can't do it. They're following the ones that have passed in the last 100 years. So we need new constitutional amendments. That's done by the states, not the feds. Let's leave them out of this. The states do that under Article 5. It's all right there in Article 5. That's all we're going to do is follow the Constitution to save the Constitution. Constitution and the Constitutional Republic. So that'll be a big part of what we do in 2025 and 2026. And all of this will point towards July 4th, 2026. Why? Because that's the 250th birthday of the nation. And I'm smiling because I can honestly say with complete optimism, instead of us curling up in the fetal position on July 4th, 2026, the 250th birthday of the nation, and weeping over the fact that we lost our nation, I am absolutely confident we're going to be celebrating. The fireworks are going to be going crazy. We're going to have a massive party right here on the Patriot Academy campus. We're going to be cutting the ribbon on our Independence Hall. We're rebuilding a replica of Independence Hall so that we can celebrate the 250th birthday of the nation and then have a place where those principles of the Declaration can be taught for generations to come. We're building Independence Hall not just so we have a pretty building on the Patriot Academy campus. We're going to use that building to teach people from all over the nation when they come here. They're going to be learning the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and they're going to go back home. And everything I've said tonight here in the tavern, they're going to be talking about holding truths self-evident. They're going to be teaching that there is a creator. We're endowed by our creator with certain other rights. They're going to be talking about what life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is all about. They're going to be talking about how to do consent of the governed. They're going to be talking about how to actually restore truth, justice, and the American way. So to sum it all up, we're going to rebuild liberty in 2025 and 2026. We're going to do it by rediscovering life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that will restore truth, justice, and the American way. Now listen, that kind of work requires some good energy. Best way to get that energy, Patriot Brew. That's right, best coffee on the planet. Please go order that right now. It's a big part of supporting Patriot Academy. You ought to be getting at least a monthly shipment of Patriot Brew. It's the best coffee in the country. We got three fantastic flavors, and it's seriously very good. And then start looking at when you can come here to the campus and do the Patriot Experience. That's your chance to spend a whole week with us right here on the campus. You can do the three-day legislative communication, effective citizenship training, that part of the Patriot Experience, and then do a handgun defense course where you're going to learn to defend yourself and your family. That's something you should always be working on. It's a responsibility and a duty that we have. So anyway, check that out, Patriot Experience. You can learn more about that at patriotacademy.com. We're releasing the dates for February, March, April, and May. Those dates will be available. You can sign up to come spend a week with us right here at the Patriot Academy campus. And then, of course, if you hadn't signed up as a coach, get it done. You need to be a coach or host and start hosting those classes. Man, we got a lot to do to save liberty in 2025, but I am so pumped, man. It is everything we dreamed would happen. I mean, it's right in front of us, folks. Now we just got to press the gas, man. We got to take that ground. We got to charge that hill. But we've been positioned perfectly. Everything we've done at Patriot Academy for the last 25 years has put us in position, right? We're right here at the bottom of the hill. God has prepared us for this moment to charge that hill and restore liberty, rebuild liberty in this country, and you get to be a part of it. All right, make sure you're signed up for the emails. Make sure you're ready to do those four things that I talked about. Let's go do this thing, man. I'm excited. I hope you're as excited as I am. 2025 is going to be absolutely amazing. And actually, while you're planning your 2025, I have been handed the dates for Patriot Experience on the Patriot Academy campus. That's what you want to plan for in 2025. And here's a few options for you. This is in spring of 2025. So there's going to be some more options in the fall, maybe even in the summer. But I'm going to give you four dates. So make sure you're writing this down. This is four opportunities to join me at the Patriot Academy campus for the Patriot Experience. And it's February 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's the first opportunity. March 11th, 12th, and 13th. April 22nd through the 24th, or May 20th through the 22nd. Now, I'll give you those dates again in just a second. What I just described to you are the first 3 days of the Patriot Experience. Let me tell you why you want to come do this. You will get to be a legislator for 3 days. You'll be on the House floor in the committee rooms. I'm going to do the communications workshop for you. I'm going to personally train you on communications. That means public speaking, one-on-one communication, how to win the day. How do you win the war of ideas? That's what the left has been way better than us at for decades. It's time to turn the tables on them, and we have to be able to win the day. So I'm going to teach you how to do that. But you're also going to learn the legislative process. You're going to learn how to testify in committees. That's going to make you better at your local school board, city council, county commissioners, or at your state legislature, getting up in front of those governmental bodies and testifying, influencing what they're doing. Whether you're fighting for or against a proposal or a bill or whatever it is, being effective at that process, we're going to teach you how to do that. I'm going to give you a crash course on the Constitution. We're going to walk through the whole thing. You're going to have a better understanding of the Constitution after that workshop during the Patriot Experience than 99% of the people on the planet. So this Patriot Experience, those core 3 days, that's the core part of the experience. It's a legislative simulation. It's communications training. It's Constitution workshops. It's fellowship with other patriots across the country. It's absolutely amazing, and it all takes place right there at the Patriot Academy campus. Come do this. I'm telling you, it will be life-changing for you and your family. And by the way, it's the whole family. I mean, this is 13 and up that gets to participate in this process. Now, it's 3 days, those dates that I just gave you, but the full experience can be 5 or 7 days if you want to add on the handgun defense class, which I highly recommend. If you're going to travel down to the Patriot Academy campus, do the Patriot Experience part in the legislative hall and in the committee rooms, all that cool stuff that we do, but then stay with us for a couple of more days and get the basic handgun class. Stay with us for 4 days after the core experience and get the full handgun defense class. So if you didn't follow all that, the Patriot Experience can be 3, 5,
or 7 days. It's your choice. Depends on how much time you have. And you can stay right there on the Patriot Academy campus. Our cottages are done. They're ready to be reserved. And you can stay right there on the campus with us. Your whole family can come. Or if you want to come solo, or if you want to come with your church security team, or you want to come with people that you're in ministry with or friends, whatever, bring folks with you and participate in the Patriot experience. Let me give you the dates again. In February, it's February 18th. That's the start date. And then depending on whether you do the 3, 5, or 7 day is up to you. All four of these dates I'm giving you, they all start on a Tuesday in the afternoon. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can travel in that morning if you want, or you can come in the night before if you prefer. But this is an opportunity for you, along with 100 to 200 others, to get the foundational skills that you need to restore liberty in your community. February 18th is a start date. March 11th is a start date. April 22nd is a start date, and May 20th. So those four start dates, then you go 3, 5, or 7 days, depending on what you can do. So if you want to come in February, it's February 18th through the 20th. If you want to come in March, it's March 11th through the 13th. In April, 22nd through the 24th, or in May, the 20th through the 22nd. And then add on to that the 2 or 4 day handgun add on, depending on what you can do. Yeah, everybody, it's a little bit different for everybody. That's a lot of time to take off. It's in the middle of the week, so you got to be able to take off work at that point. If you're homeschooling or private school, go to your private school and say, hey, we want to do this as a civic trip. We want to take the senior class from our local private school. Or if you're in a homeschool co-op, we want to take the juniors and seniors, or maybe the whole high school, because again, it's 13 and up. So this is a little different than our leadership congress that we do in state capitals across the country, which is 16 to 25. This one's all ages, 13 and up. So just imagine, grandparents, being able to take your grandson or granddaughter to this and together experience that legislative simulation and learn what it means to be a good citizen. This is the ultimate biblical citizenship training. It's so much more than just sitting in a class and watching a video. It's so much more than just listening to a radio program or you know, watching other people do it. It's your chance to participate. The Patriot Experience. Go to patriotacademy.com and find out more today. patriotacademy.com. You need to do the Patriot Experience. February 18th through March 11th, February 18th, March 11th, April 22nd, or May 20th. Those are your start dates. Travel in that morning or the night before. Stay with us for 3 days, 5 days, or 7 days. Your choice. I'm telling you, you will go home changed. You will go home equipped, inspired. You will go home absolutely fired up and ready to make a difference in your community. Do it now so that you can make the most of 2025. Come get the training and the fellowship and the iron sharpening iron that takes place when we come together like this, this amazing training that takes place right there at the Patriot Academy campus. Do this in the spring so that you can spend the rest of 2025 taking back ground in your community. Every single one of us, we have a responsibility to preserve these freedoms that God has given us in America. You don't just have the right to the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion or the right to keep and bear arms. You have a responsibility to preserve these things, to do these things well. The freedom of religion means living out your faith. Freedom of speech means speaking, using your voice. The freedom of the press, you be the press. You be the one that is the force multiplier in your community, educating and equipping people. You want to make sure that the right to keep and bear arms survives, then you've got to learn how to work the process. You have to protect the Second Amendment if you expect the Second Amendment to protect you. It's the same with the due process rights, all of those things. With every right comes a responsibility, and you need to make the most of that in 2025. Go to patriotacademy.com today. Help us restore liberty. Help us rebuild liberty by rediscovering life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, those principles in the Declaration, and then we will restore truth, justice, and the American way. You've got a role to play in that. Join me at the Patriot Academy campus so that you can get equipped to do that well. Let's do it soon. I hope to see you soon at the Patriot Academy campus. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. You've been listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. Little things can make a difference. A little note, little smile, the small stone that David hurled at Goliath, and precious little babies. When you sponsor an ultrasound at preborn, your gift, no matter how small, makes a difference in a big way. Who will this little baby become? What giants will this baby slay? How about the mother who was spared from unspeakable sorrow because of you?
You never know the difference you're going to make with a donation of just $28 to introduce a mother to her child through ultrasound. It doubles a baby's chance at life. All you have to do is take a few small minutes to make a life-saving donation. Preborn will take it from there as their network of clinics rescue 200 tiny babies every day and share God's love with mothers. Preborn has a 100% charity rating, so you can give with confidence. Get involved today by dialing #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.